Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. So basically what irishtaxrebates.ie do is, on your behalf, they put in a claim for a tax rebate if you're due one. If you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's quite a chance that you may be able to get some of that money back. Based on a study that irishtaxrebates.ie have done, they found that the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. So you'd have to ask yourself the question, what are you waiting for? You could have some money in your bank account that you didn't even know you were entitled to. So all you do is you visit irishtaxrebates.ie, you fill out their application form, and on average it takes about 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. Now they charge a very reasonable charge, which is 10% plus VAT. So for example, if you claimed €1,000 back, they'll charge you €123. Now, be warned, there are some dodgy companies out there that charge an absolute fortune, 30% and 40%. If you're going to take our advice and if you want to find out more, just go to this website and this website only, irishtaxrebates.ie. Don't do a Google search, just go straight to the address bar. Now, a load of our listeners have succeeded in getting a tax rebate. Trish was in touch with us.
Hi guys, just want to leave a quick voice note about your sponsor's Irish Tax Rebate. So after hearing the advertisements on your shows, I decided, sure, why not? Let's go for it. So I went on to their webpage, filled out the form. They emailed me the next day, told me exactly what they were looking for. I sent off all the information, and then about a week, maybe 10 days later, I found out I was due a tax return of €800. So thanks a million. We're delighted.
IrishTaxRebates.ie is the website. Check it out for yourself. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We were contacted by a regular listener to this podcast. His name is Phil. And here's what Phil had to say. If you end up covering this on the podcast, please don't give any names. I'm a separated father of two boys, 7 and 9. I broke up with my ex 2 years ago, and for the last two Christmases, they were with their mother for Christmas Eve and morning and came to me in the afternoon. I asked her last week, could they sleep in my house on Christmas Eve? And she won't allow it. She says the kids should be in their own house on Christmas Eve and morning. I'm so pissed off because I'm their dad and want them there on the night and morning, but she's having none of it. I don't want to stir it too much, but can you talk about this? Because it really is upsetting me. It should be 1 year with her and 1 year with me for Christmas morning. And that is from a guy called Phil. And it's a sad story because it's one, unfortunately, we hear about every single year. Same story, different people involved in the story.
But there is a belief from a lot of mothers, separated mothers in particular, that children should always be with in the family home. Now, the family home can be any home. It doesn't have to be where the mother lives.
Correct.
Now, we have spoken to Phil off air. By the way, that is not his real name. And that's what he's asked to be called because obviously there's legal issues. A lot of you send messages with addresses and phone numbers for solicitors, and you thank you for that, but you clearly weren't listening to the message which he sent, which says specifically, can you read out the line again, that I don't want to stir things.
Yep, that's exactly what he
and
said.
And I'm telling you, anybody who suggested going to a solicitor, you've obviously never gone through the family law courts, and you obviously aren't part of a breakup where kids are involved. The worst thing you can ever do in a situation where if everything's going well with your ex and you're seeing the kid when you want to see and they see the kid and you're all getting on like pretty much okay. Now, having said that, what Phil said to us off air is that he can't even stand being in the same room as his ex. So things aren't good. But however, as soon as you go to a solicitor, what it's like doing, it's really like pouring fat on a fire going to a solicitor when there's kids involved. Because if there's one thing that annoys, and I know this from experience, if there's one thing that annoys a bitter, separated mother, it's a letter from a solicitor telling her what to do.
Okay, but unfortunately, so you can't say...
That's a non-runner.
But you can't be saying to men, don't ever go to a solicitor, okay?
No, I'm saying in a situation, over something like that, this is my personal opinion.
You asked me my opinion. Yeah, you're saying don't go to a solicitor, you'll only get her back up.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
You literally will. Because nothing annoys separated. Separated mothers are bitter at the best of times anyway. Would you agree?
Dads can be as well.
And dads don't have anything to be bitter about. They're always the losers in a situation like that. The mother always gets...
Sorry, I just have to stop you on to a solicitor.
Over something like that, I'm saying. Over something like that, yeah? It's not worth going to a solicitor. And
that's easy for you to say because you spend every Christmas with your children. This guy hasn't had his children on Christmas morning. So he hasn't had that experience for the last couple of years of seeing them open their presents and everything else because Santa's arrived. Don't lecture a bloke on what he should or shouldn't do.
Okay, it's not opinions matter then.
But you are fortunate enough to see your children.
You always said that as well. The worst thing you can do is go to a solicitor.
I didn't say the worst thing you can do. It can cause issues. But sometimes needs must. No. You have to when you've no choice.
Not over something like that.
Again, you get to see your kids on Christmas Day. You don't know what it's like.
That's because I stayed with my wife. Like we stayed together
You're being an absolute prick.
No, I'm not being an absolute prick.
The guy is separated. It's none of your business why they're separated.
Yeah.
I stayed with my wife.
You're saying that you feel jealous. Not my fault your marriage didn't work out and you didn't get to spend every Christmas with them. That shit happens. Don't shit negativity.
You're not listening to me.
No, I am.
You are saying the guy shouldn't stir it over this.
That's all I'm saying.
Easy for you to say you see your children on Christmas Day.
End of. Phil, I'm just telling you.
If he has to do that, then he has to do that.
I am just telling you, Phil, from one father to another father, and who has a lot of friends who have spiteful exes, yeah? I'm telling you now.
Don't rock the boat.
Thank you.
That's what you're saying.
I'm glad you agree.
That's your answer. Let her have her way.
No,
that's
your nothing sparks.
Let her have her way.
No.
Don't do anything about it.
No, I'm saying nothing sparks off a separated woman's anger than a solicitor's letter to say.
Okay, so Phil, the advice from Jeremy is just leave her. Leave her at it. Let her have the kids. You sit at home on your own on Christmas morning.
I didn't say any of that, by the way.
But that is what you're saying.
No.
Don't stir it. Stay at home with the kids. Let her keep the kids on Christmas Day. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. That wasn't what I'm saying, but there you go.
It is what you're saying.
Nope, didn't say that.
Our number is 0858252626.
Afternoon, Jeremy. Jeremy, I went through this exact same fucking thing. I only got my daughter last year for the first time and she's 13. And I've been to court and a judge says if it falls on the days I'm meant to have her, she has to give her over. But what man is really going to ruin Christmas for everybody by that? But yeah, I've had it for years. I got her last year for the first time and she's 14 now. But her mother would refuse point blank, even though I paid for half of everything.
Anne-Marie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anne-Marie?
Hi, not too bad at all, thank you.
So, Phil is the father who would like to see his kids on Christmas morning, and he's been told by his ex to basically shove it. It's not happening. Get over yourself. You can see them in the afternoon like you have for the last 2 years. What do you make of it? Like I said, this is a very common story. This is happening every year with so many separated parents.
Yeah, but sorry, before you go on, Anne-Marie, Adrian's painting a picture that he's not going to see his children on Christmas Day. Mm. Yes, he is going to see his children on Christmas Day.
He won't be there when they open their presents.
Ah, presents, schmessens.
Again, okay, Jeremy, you have that experience.
Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, in my situation, it really depends on maybe perhaps the age of the child, if they can make a decision or not. I'm actually separated and divorced, say, going on about 15 years now. So my kids, I've had all of this. So my kids were very, very young. right at the start, but before our family home was actually sold, I allowed Dad, who I was married to come spend Christmas Eve with the girls, sleep over, the two of them, the three of them in the one room. It was actually fine. I was ever so nice. We were nice to each other for the sake of the kids. And I think this couple need to address that. It's all about
okay,
kids.
Okay, Anne-Marie, when I hear people, parents who are civil to each other for the sake of the kids, it's wonderful. I'm delighted to hear that. But sadly...
Well, we weren't.
Okay, you tried.
For a lot of time, we tried.
But I love hearing that, and that is the way it should be. Mm. But sadly, that isn't the way it is for so many couples who can't stand to even look at each other, can't stand to be in the same room together.
And in fact, Anne-Marie, Phil, and I wrote this down when we were talking to him off air, Phil's quote was, can I read out the quote word for word?
Yeah, absolutely.
I cannot be in the same room as that bitch.
Mm. Okay.
So I don't know what happened between them. I didn't ask.
They can't agree on, you know, sharing Christmas together or whatever. She has said, no, the kids are staying with me. You can have them in the afternoon. Good luck. What's he to do?
They need to be bigger people for the sake of the kids. I was like that with my ex and him with me. We couldn't be in the same room. We hated each other, wouldn't communicate other than text. They need to start, you know, living for the kids. At the end of the day, it's Christmas is all about kids and their memories.
Okay, but let me ask you then, is there anything unreasonable in him asking for the kids to be with him this Christmas and alternate Christmases?
Absolutely not.
Okay, but
that's the way we do it.
Okay,
now.
She has said no. She has said a blank no.
Okay, well, I think,
and I get what you're saying. We were the bigger people, and you know, we put the kids first and everything else. But when you're in a situation where this dad is saying, please, could I have the kids for Christmas? She's saying, piss off. No, you can't. What is he to do?
Well, first of all, I would keep everything documented. And that dad, 2 years separated, he should be going through the legal process at this stage. And then Christmas holidays, et cetera, can be brought into the legal agreement.
According to Jeremy a couple of minutes ago, don't ever go near a solicitor because you're going to make things worse.
That's not what I said. I said for something like that, you'll just throw fat on the fire. I'll give you an example, Anne-Marie. A friend of mine who's a separated dad, he was never married to her, but they have kids together. Mm. He wanted to bring his young fella to in Windsor, what's the name of the place? Legoland in Windsor, this Christmas. And she said no. And the only reason she said no, and this came out, they had an argument. The only reason she said no was because she wanted to be the first parent to bring him to Legoland. She said, no, I'll be bringing him for Easter next year. So she denied, she denied my mate and his son, who he is the best father ever. She denied him and her son a trip to Legoland for Christmas because she wanted to be the first. And this happens all the time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
But Jeremy, again, you're saying over something like this, this is a very fundamental thing for some parents, that they want to the joy, because, by the way, in another couple of years, there is no Christmas morning joy. It's all gone.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
He wants to have that joyous feeling of seeing the kids open the presents after Santa arrives, and she has said just no. Your advice was, well, don't go to a solicitor.
I think.
Well, my advice is go to a solicitor.
Absolutely, I agree. I agree.
Because absolutely. But
he's entitled to it, and you're saying, Jeremy, you're making it out that it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And again, for somebody like you, you're fortunate enough that you see your kids on Christmas Day.
That's not fortunate. That's not fortunate. No, it's not, that's not fortunate.
There's thousands of parents who don't get that experience.
So I'm not going to feel guilty because
I'm not telling you to feel guilty. I'm asking you to acknowledge that this is a big deal. Don't go to a solicitor over something like this.
Every year I praise single fathers and I give out about no offense, you're not including this, Anne-Marie, about bitter wagons who use children.
But you're
as
saying
weapons.
Roll over and play dead to them. Just let her at it. Just let her have the kids.
Well, I'm just saying what the next call's about to say, which is pretty much he should be thankful that he's just getting them on Christmas Day anyway. There's lots of fathers that don't.
Well, stay there for a second, Anne-Marie. Let's hear what Jessica has to say. You're on Opinions Matter, Jessica. How are you?
Hiya.
Your point is that he should be grateful that he is getting any time with them.
Yeah, because there's some parents out there, fathers especially, that don't even get them on Christmas Day. So yeah. Even a couple of hours in the afternoon, he should be grateful for.
He should be grateful. He should say, oh, thank you very much, ex-wife of mine. You're brilliant
she
for letting
be
me.
She could be even in a bigger bitch and say, no, you're not getting them at all.
In which case he should go to court. But okay, all he's asked is to alternate the sharing of the kids on Christmas.
Why can't he not have his own present saying, oh, they're from Santa?
Hang on. I don't know if you ever had Christmas when you were young. The joy of running downstairs. The joy of for children of going downstairs when Santa has just arrived in the house is a magical experience to witness. It really is. And he's denied that.
But when a relationship breaks up, that's part of life.
You can share it. What is wrong with Santa bringing the presents this year to his house and next year to her house?
I think people like Anne-Marie, who's great, yeah? I think, Anne-Marie, you are the minority. I think the majority...
That's what I said to her. I did say that.
The majority of separated mothers would not give up Christmas Eve with their kids. They would not do it. I'm telling you they wouldn't.
And you say that's right. Don't rock the boat. Don't go to a solicitor.
I'm not saying it's right, but what I'm saying is... I don't think the amount of comments coming in, Amanda's in my ear telling me, all from women saying this woman is a disgrace. You're all lying to yourselves, or you're not in that situation, because I don't think there's many mothers that would give that up. I really don't. Would you agree, Jess? The majority of mothers do not want to give up their kids on Christmas Eve.
I was that kid. I was the kid going from one house to the other. I was that kid.
Jeremy, you're saying the majority of mothers would not want to give up their kids on Christmas Eve.
The
way it is, and you have to just put up with it.
No, you shouldn't put up with it. But that all this, everybody crying, saying, "Oh God, I'd let them stay." You wouldn't. You're shite. Stop lying to yourselves.
You're making no sense here.
I'm making a lot of sense.
You're again saying to Phil, sorry for your troubles, Phil, that's just the way it is. Women want the kids on Christmas Eve. Tough. That's really what you're saying. What do you make of that attitude, Anne-Marie?
I still think women, and I'm sorry I'm going to say this, I still think that lots of women and lots of fathers can be very, very selfish and not thinking about the kids.
I agree. 100%.
Right? Like what I did was it came to a point where my kids were very, very young. I had them say he used to come down all right on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, and then off he'd go. And I'd have them on Christmas afternoon. But then they got old enough where they were able to decide. So now it's like Christmas Eve, Christmas morning in one house, back home or wherever it is, and then rotates in the following year.
And that's very civilized, and that's the way it should be. It really
now,
is.
I have to say, it wasn't civilized at the start because he didn't like it. And I said, well, the kids are now teenagers, like they were 11, 12, 13, whatever, at the time. I said, they are able to make the choices themselves. And that's what they want. It's not what I want. It's not what you want. It's what they want. And that was it.
Let me go back to you for a second, Jess. Are you saying that this guy, Phil, in the situation that he's in where he doesn't see the kids in the morning, but he will see them in the afternoon, are you saying to him, just shut up and put up?
Yeah, like I'm saying, counter blessings, because there's some dads out there who don't get to see the kids at all on Christmas Day.
That doesn't make it any better.
Well, he should be grateful. And what's wrong with having a bunch of presents there to say, oh, Santa visited here too and there's presents for you? Like, what does he want the whole 24 hours?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He wants exactly what Anne-Marie has. One year, they stay with him. The next year, they stay with Mammy. That's all he wants. That's all he's looking for. 50-50.
Yeah, well, I think he's reaching because there are some dads who don't even get a couple of hours in the afternoon.
That doesn't make it right. No. Hang on.
I know it doesn't.
Just because some men are in a worse situation, your answer to him is, oh, well, sorry for your troubles. Other men are in worse situations. No.
Yeah, count your blessings.
Count your blessings that he's allowed to see his own children in the afternoon on Christmas. Are you listening to yourself?
It's not like he's not going to see them at all. He's going to see them for the afternoon.
But he wants to stay.
If he, sees, if he feels like he's missing out on the whole Santa thing, just have a few presents there that, and say this on Santa.
It's not the same thing. Jessica, it is not
the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is the same
thing. Seeing them first thing in the morning, running down the stairs before the sun even comes up, checking their presents and missing all of that. It is not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
No, I don't agree.
I would know. I was in that situation.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. They're flying in. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Emma.
Hey, lads. Just listening to today's show. My opinion on it would be that if he really wants to be there for the opening of the presents, why doesn't he either stay the night before, sleep on the couch, I'm sure there's a spare room, something like that, and then stay for the presents, go on home, and then the kids come over to him in the evening as usual. Or the other option is that, like, what time do kids go down? 7 a.m. to open their presents. Why doesn't he go over at 7:15 and be there for the presents and then head on home? Now, ideally, I personally think it should be every second year that she had them last year. He has them this year 100%. But if she's not budging on it, I just think it might be a way that would make him a bit happier.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, a lot of reaction coming in on this. Jess, you stay with us for a minute because we've a lot of people want to talk to you. Will you hang on there for a sec?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's she saying that's so bad?
There's other people in worse situations. Tough.
No, there is.
Be grateful.
I remember back when you were
a
single father.
Yeah.
You were happy to see them on Christmas Day.
I saw them. I had breakfast with them every year. I was there every single year for breakfast.
But you weren't there for Christmas Eve.
I was there in the morning, first thing.
Yeah, but you weren't there for Christmas
Eve. He's not even invited, first thing.
The afternoon he's there, but what I'm saying is you were happy. Yeah, I never heard you moan once about the situation.
Because I had breakfast with my kids on Christmas morning.
What difference does make breakfast, lunch? What's the difference? You're literally...
Again, Jeremy, I'm going to say it to you. You're the father who actually gets to share your Christmas morning with your children.
Yeah, thanks. And I should feel grateful for that.
No, nor should he.
My point is, you were in the exact same position and it was good for
and
you.
And we were able to come to an arrangement. Shut up, Jeremy. Shut up. You know nothing.
Yes, I do know. Don't tell me to shut up for a start.
We came to an arrangement where I had breakfast with my kids and my ex-wife on Christmas Day morning. That's brilliant. How it worked. Every single year it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy, Phil, hasn't even been invited. As per the message a minute ago, they haven't come to an arrangement like that.
They haven't. Sorry, were you listening? Sorry, you listened in on the conversation when we were talking before we came on air. They can't be in the same room. And you want... Now, in reality, they should be able to sit down and get on for the sake of the kids for Christmas morning. But I don't know what happened between Phil and his ex.
Nor do I.
The quote from Phil, I can't be in the same room as that bitch. And you want them to sit down and dip bread in each other's eggs on Christmas morning. But you cop on to yourself.
But that's what Anne-Marie was able to do with her ex. Can't stand them either, but they were able to do that. Myself and my ex were able to do the exact same thing.
But I'm sure there was tension. And kids see the tension.
There was no tension. We sat down, we had breakfast.
There was tension.
Looked at the presents.
There's always tension.
There isn't. You know nothing. You really don't. You shouldn't even be given an opinion on this when you haven't a clue what you're talking about.
So,
you are that parent who gets to spend your Christmas with your kids. And don't say again, I'm great, I didn't leave my wife.
I didn't say that.
You said that earlier.
I said you want me to feel guilty about that.
No, I want you to stop judging other people for whom that is very important.
You're just being a prick on this, and you know you are.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me go to Gracie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gracie?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Gracie. What did you want to say on this?
I think if you don't know the circumstances around why they can't be in the same room, I have him 1 year, so I had him last year. This year he's gone to his dad's, and we've done that since he was one. I spent his first Christmas with him, and then the second was his dad, and we've alternated the years. And he goes on Christmas Eve and doesn't come back till Stephen's Day. And then we do the presents in my house on Stephen's Day and vice versa. But I can tell you now, it's much better for him to be 1 year with me and 1 year with his dad rather than trying to get us around the table together to sit and break bread, because it's not possible.
Yes, and I agree. And that's fine. And I'm imagining that it's the exact same with Phil and his ex. And it does take a lot.
You're saying that's fine to Gracie. Literally, 40
no,
cents.
No, they've come to the arrangement of alternating year on year.
Yeah, literally 40,
that's great.
Literally 40 seconds
if
ago,
you can.
You said, why can't people like you, Grace, I presume he's talking about, why can't people like Grace and your ex, why can't you just put on a show for the morning? That's what you said.
Agree with what Jeremy said, though. There is tension at the table, or there is tension. Like, I've had him at birthday parties in my house. I've always extended the invitation. That has never been extended to me for his house. But I've always extended invitations, and even when he comes, it is an awkward atmosphere for the kids more so. And I think that it's better to be separated, and you accept it. You know, you do. He rings me on Christmas morning from his dad's and shows me what he got. And then he comes back on Stephen's estate, does the same thing with his dad. Look what I got in my mom's. And that's actually one thing that I swore I would never do, is have presents in both houses. But obviously the circumstances are different for me, in terms of you can't spend a Christmas together. But when he's old enough and he understands what the presents really are and where they come from, he will not be having presents in two houses, because I feel bad for other kids who maybe don't even get that much in one house, and then they're going and getting presents in two houses. I think it's a bit much. But I definitely, when he's old enough to understand, he will get his presents under the tree in my house, and vice versa in his dad's. But that the only thing we can do at the minute is alternate the Christmases, and it's working well for us.
And
like
then,
the child.
And let me go back to Phil, who's the guy who contacted us in the first place. And as Jeremy said, we did speak to him off air, and he's basically in the same situation. They can't be in the same room together, so that's fine. So what he's asking for is to be able to do exactly what you do and alternate Christmases. And she's basically told him to piss off. She said no.
I think that's only fair, because I can tell you, when I was single and there was only me and the child and he was going to his dad's on Christmas, I would just go down to my mom's, or I'd go to my sister's, or I'd go, you'd always have people around you.
Yeah.
I think it's only fair to alternate the Christmases. I think he has to be given a chance. Like you said, you went and sat and had breakfast with your ex-wife. My sister does that with her ex-husband. He's over there first thing in the morning when the kids are opening their presents, and I think that's a good situation if you can be
if
in
you
that.
Can be there.
But
yes.
If you can't, then I think it's only fair to alternate the Christmases. I mean, he did contribute to making them.
Absolutely. And the point that Jeremy was making earlier on is, don't rock the boat too much over this. Don't go to a solicitor about this. You're only going to make things worse.
She doesn't have the right to dictate to him. No, she doesn't. I'm just talking from experience that a friend...
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Don't go near a solicitor.
Paris, Adrian, who
be afraid.
Well, actually,
be very
if he
afraid.
Goes to a solicitor, he will be awarded alternating the
Absolutely.
The
I know he will.
I know, but what other...
He will be awarded that.
But what other shitstorm will blow down?
So be afraid. Be afraid of the barking wolf. Would you grow up, Jeremy, for God's sake? Sorry, again, Gracie, in your situation, it works, the alternating thing, and this mother should be more reasonable about it.
She absolutely should. And I think if the kids are allowed to see their dad week in, week out, then he's obviously not a danger or a threat to them. He's obviously
not, of course,
So, I mean, why not alternate the Christmases and allow him to experience that Christmas morning and experience the excitement of the kids.
Again, Jeremy and Jess as well were playing that down. Well, it's not important at all. It's not. It doesn't matter. But again, Jeremy, as a father who gets to experience that every year, you've no right to tell people how they should feel about it. Am I right, Gracie?
Yeah, I don't think it should be played down, because I think fair is fair. And I don't care what has gone on.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Parents.
I'm not playing it down, because I know so many fathers, especially around this time of year, a lot of the suicide goes through the roof as well because of
attitudes of people like you.
No,
tough. You get to see them in the afternoon. That's all you.
Sorry,
that's all you deserve.
Said tough.
But you agreed with her.
Wasn't me.
You agreed with her.
I never used the word tough.
Do you want me to rewind the podcast?
Yeah.
You said I agree with what Jess is saying.
I want you to.
You should be
back.
Grateful.
I didn't use those words, and I didn't say tough. So thank you.
No, you didn't say tough, but you said.
You
said I agree with Jess.
Don't attribute words to me that I didn't
say. Just rewind the podcast and have a listen for yourself.
Well, yeah, rewind it back 60,000 times. You won't hear me saying tough, because I never said that. Jess, did you say tough? Or did any of us say tough?
I say count your blessings, because there are men and fathers out there who get less time.
There. So it was Jess that said.
Yeah, and you said I agree with her.
No, I didn't say that.
You did. Here, I'm going to play the tape. Hang on. Let me go to this WhatsApp voice note that's come in to us from Sean.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? Yeah, I think it should definitely be alternate Christmases. Now, I'm taking deadbeat dads out of the equation. I'm not talking about wastes or that aren't around the kids at all. I'm talking about fathers that are there for the kids every week. It should be alternate holidays, Christmas, Halloween, Easter, whatever. It should be 1 year they're with mommy, 1 year they're with daddy. No parent should have to miss out on it. I think so many women, not all of them, a lot of women get petty and whatever else after they split with the ex, to where dad's always the bad guy and it's a fucking joke. But it's never going to be fair when it comes to this. It's always going to be what mammy says. As I said, dad's always going to be the bad guy. I think it's fucking horrible and it's sick that women deny a father his right to see his kids and have time with his kids. And I've seen it in comments, oh, well, it doesn't matter how he feels. Of course it matters how he feels. How many of you women would be sitting there on Christmas without your child and would be fucking almost crying to yourself, oh, I wish little Timmy or Susan was here. Christmas is shit without them. How do you think that father feels every fucking year for whatever holiday when his kids aren't with him because Ma wants to be a spiteful bitch? I think it's a joke and a lot more needs to be done for fathers in this country. Have a good one. Take it easy.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Jess, before I let you go, I have a few voice notes I've been asked to play from listeners who are annoyed with what you were saying. This is Trevor.
Starty boys, well done. Bring Jess the fucking man hate around to say absolute fucking bullshit. Sorry for the language, but the father should be grateful. Why should he be grateful to see his own kids just because the wagon he was with won't fucking give him on Christmas because she's a selfish cow? Typical, isn't it, lads? Isn't it? But you know what? Bring the man hater on all the time. Why not? All the best, Trevor.
Do you want to respond to that, Jess?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking bullshit, even though I was the same child who went to two different houses every Christmas. So I'm the one who's talking bullshit. I've no experience. Fuck off. What do you do, Adrian, when there's a situation with a man who has a kid for multiple dads? What do you do then? What's the arrangement? Do they all get to go to on alternative holidays then?
Okay, but in some families, that's how it does work, yeah. I want to play another message for you. Have a listen to this.
How's it going, lads? This is a message for Jessica there. She's really shown her hatred towards men there, isn't she? The man should just shut up and put up that he gets to see the kids in the first place. Well, the dads who don't get to see their kids in the first place, maybe they don't deserve to see their kids. Maybe they're deadbeat dads. Maybe this lad here isn't a deadbeat dad. Maybe he does everything for his kids and he wants to actually spend a Christmas with his kids and have a wholesome Christmas with his kids instead of his wife or his ex getting to do it every year. It should be alternated. 1 year with her, 1 year with him. If they don't get along, then there's going to have to be a dividing wall somewhere because they have to get along for the sake of the kids. Because if they don't, it's the kids in the end of the day who suffer.
Okay, now there's another message, Jess, calling you a man-hater, essentially, and you have to come to an arrangement.
I'm not a man-hater. There are genuine good fathers out there who I'm guessing probably never get to see their kids because the wife or the ex-wife, pardon my language, is a cunt. Am I wrong in saying that doesn't happen?
Okay,
you said,
and this is the bit that has annoyed people, be grateful that you have them in the afternoon. No, that's not the point.
But there are good fathers out there who don't get them at all. So count your fucking blessings.
Count your blessings that she's letting you have them in the afternoon.
It doesn't matter what time of the day they arrive at. You're still seeing them on Christmas Day.
Jess, you just don't get it, Jess.
I don't know if you can see Adrian's
face. How do I not get it when I've been that child?
Jess, because
I don't know if you going to two different houses. How do I not get it?
Jess, I don't know if you can see Adrian's face at the moment, but he's literally holding back the anger towards you. I think you're being misunderstood. I think what Jess is basically saying is Better something than nothing. There's some fathers that don't
just,
see the kids.
Just no. Shut up and put up.
That's not what she said.
To me, Jeremy, explain to me, how am I talking bullshit and talking out my arse when every year when I was a child, I would spend Christmas Day for a few hours with my granny's on my mom's side, and went to my granny's on my dad's side. So how the hell do I not know what it's like? How am I talking bullshit when I know exactly what it's like going to two different houses?
No, but
so
as piss off with that. Yeah, as I said, the point to Adrian was in that situation and he was quite happy to put up and shut up himself, so...
No, I didn't. Oh, my Jesus. Well, I told you already, I had Christmas dinner, breakfast with my kids every year. Every year.
But would you not have preferred to be there at Christmas Eve as well?
Christmas Eve, lunch, dinner, it doesn't matter. You're still seeing them on Christmas Day.
You're literally arguing over different times of the day.
So you tell that father. So Phil, if you're listening, tough shit, you won't see your kids in the morning on Christmas Day. You're getting them in the afternoon. So you do agree with Jess.
No, I don't.
I don't need to play the tape back.
Don't.
Oh, you're an absolute lemon on this.
Don't pigeonhole
Mary, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mary?
Hey, it's awesome, sorry.
I'm angry today.
Yeah, well, look, Mary, I haven't heard. I've only commented on Facebook because we don't have you on the radio down here. But what was I going to say to you? I don't know the whole situation there of theirs, but I know with mine, when my daughter was younger, we used to rotate every second year she'd be in her dad's. The first year, it absolutely killed me. But in the end of the day, he's an active father, and that's why I purposely put in active father, because I have both sides of the coin here. My son doesn't see his dad at all, but that's true. No fault of ours, the court actually took away his guardianship right Everton just because he wasn't being an active father and wasn't in his life, you know, that way. So, but on the other side, like my daughter, when she was going up to her dad, she went every second year, and who am I to tell him he can't have his child every second Christmas? He has every God-given right to have his child every second Christmas. I have my own Christmas when she comes back to me. I just don't see, they're picking time of day. Sure, it doesn't matter what time of day. Why does it matter if you have them in the morning? Every second year, he has every right as you have. If he's an active father and he has guardianship and he's paying for them kids and whatever, why not? He has every right as you have.
And I totally agree. And this is the bit that's annoying me about this conversation with people like Jess saying, be grateful that you have them in the afternoon. Jeremy saying, don't go to a solicitor because that'll only make things worse. So the point being, dads have the least rights and other people seem to see it as okay.
She wants to get a proper solicitor and a decent judge, because that's what we had in court. It was a judge that actually gave him every second Christmas. And at first I was, who does he think he is? I'm not having my kids taken away from me, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, the more you look at it, like, you know, that way, she's loved up there. She's everything up there. She gets spoiled up there. That's what you want for her, you know, that way. That's what you want for your kids. To be there in the house, and you know they're loved, and
okay,
you know
that. So even though it may not have sat well with you, you realise that. But you realise that the kids are entitled to it, and parents are as well. Both parents.
Sorry, Mary, that's all well
and good until you both get into different relationships, and then you have. And it's very well. It's very well for people painting this lovely picture of serenity on a Christmas morning. But if you...
You obviously didn't listen to Mary's story. They alternated. The judge ordered that they alternate the kids on Christmas.
And will a judge always do that?
Yes, mostly.
Well, then I tell you, I take it back.
Go to the solicitor then.
No, if a judge is going... I didn't think a judge would order that. I genuinely didn't think so.
It's co-parenting, it's called.
But does co-parenting mean nothing?
We both have moved on. She has family. I have other children. He has other children. And she gets to then have Christmas with her brothers when she's in my house, and Christmas with her brothers when she's up in the other house, because we both have other families. Like, and we just all get along. Like, that's the way. There's no point in us being at each other's backs. Like.
And again, I love when I hear stories like yours, even though you mightn't have liked it at the start, but how the children are the ones that benefit ultimately.
But does it not?
They're only young ones.
But does it not matter, Mary? I think a lot of it comes down to why the relationship broke up. And if it's a mutual breakup where we fell out of love, yeah? And let's go with a separate.
That never really happens.
Does it not?
No.
Okay. But if it's that situation, then you can understand. But if he's done something really bad on her, or she's done something really bad on him, I mean, I've heard some voice notes that single fathers, mates of mine, have received from their exes. And holy...
No, but again, Jeremy, this is where the alternating Christmas thing comes in.
But then again, that's about the kids. If he went off and slept with her sister, that's still nothing to do with the child. You know the way.
Nothing whatsoever.
Now, hang on. Okay, there's no woman, there's no mother on this earth that if her husband slept with her sister is going to alternate the days. There's not a hope.
But she doesn't have that right. This is the bit that you're just not getting, Jeremy.
So not on a case-by-case basis.
You're saying, do you think a judge really gives a shit whether he had sex with her sister?
No, because there's no blame game in the divorce. There's no blame game.
Correct.
Yes, I guess
so. It's irrelevant. So she has no more right to say, you're not having your children because you rode me sister.
I don't think that's what you're saying. That's not what would be said in court. No, well then, if Mary, what you're saying is true, then yes, every father should go to
every father that turns up with their kids every week and that supports their kids has every right as a mother. You know that way, and that's just the end all. Like,
yep, absolutely. All right, good to talk to you, Mary. Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anya.
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I think, first of all, the mother of the two boys is being completely utter selfish.
Are you great?
Not only is she punishing the father, she's punishing those two children as well.
What would you advise this father to do? Because at the very start of this conversation, Jeremy said, don't go to court, don't write a solicitor's letter, it's going to end up in worse for you. The argument being, well, women hold all the cards, basically. What would you advise this guy to do?
Go to court. Go to court and get legal action against it. 100%. I actually feel sorry for the father. So I do.
And so do I. 100%. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, at the end of the day, like everyone has been saying, bar Jessica, because Jessica hasn't got an absolute clue what she's talking about. She's talking through her whole half the time. What it should be is alternated 1 year with the father and 1 year with the mother. And at the end of the day...
And that's what he's asking for, and she has said no, and he doesn't know what way to turn. My advice as well, Phil, I know you're going to be listening to this podcast. My advice, as somebody who was a separated father, who... thankfully, when it came to Christmas Day, was able to come to an agreement with my ex-wife. My advice is, if she will not come to some arrangement with you, then go to see a solicitor. And don't mind what Jeremy said at the start of this conversation. You are entitled to spend alternating time with your children. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note before we wrap this conversation up.
Hi guys, big fan of the show. This is my first time ever sending in a voice note. I just want to say that I 100% agree with Anne-Marie. It's all about the kids at Christmas. Your relationship with your ex-husband or your ex-partner should not come into it. I'm recently divorced and we've been separated for 4 years. We have a now 10-year-old daughter. At the time she was only five, nearly six, and the first 2 years, my ex-husband came and stayed the night before on Christmas Eve, and he opened presents with us Christmas morning and then went on and did his own thing. My daughter goes to his house Christmas evening. For the last 2 years, he has came up and got to the house at 6:37. So he's there for the opening of the presents. And we would never take that away from our child. It's not about us. It's about her. And for Jeremy to say that it causes tension, the only one causing tension is the person that is doing it. There doesn't need to be tension between parents on Christmas Day. It's about the kids, not about the divorce or the separation or the relationship.
And I wish more people would see it that way, Niamh. I wish even people like Jeremy would see it that way, rather than the rollover and let her dictate to you what to do. Don't go to a solicitor. Be afraid. Be very afraid, because that's what you said.
It is. But now that I know, I didn't think that a judge would automatically grant 1 year on, 1 year off. If that is the case, then do it. We're all allowed to change our opinions, by the
good.
Way.
Good. It only took you an hour, but well done.
But if you had said it to me at the start of the topic, that you will guess...
If you had educated yourself, you absolute gombean. You fool gombean. On this conversation
a
today.
Gombean.
Because you just it's haven't a clue. You haven't a clue. You know all those separated father friends of yours, yeah? Send them a picture of you sitting with your kids on Christmas Day and see how they feel about it.
Why would you do that to them?
On Christmas morning.
Why would you do that to them?
That's how obnoxious you've been on this conversation.
And to be honest, I normally spend Christmas morning in bed when they're opening the presents.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe or follow. Click the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.